Hallelujah. May we be upstanding and let's appreciate the Lord and give him praise. May we stand up in honor of Jesus. Open your mouth and let's bless his name. Let's thank him. Let's give him the glory. His glory filled the temple. Come on, lift up your hands and let's worship him. He deserves your worship. Give him honor. Give him the glory. La canta pole de gendo. We exalt you. Jesus, you are the center of our lives. You are the center of our lives. You are the center of our family. We exalt you this morning. Le caprozintos. Every need that is in this house this morning, we bring it before you. Every tears, oh God, every tears in this room, may you stretch your hand and begin to wipe away our tears. And Lord, take away pain right at this moment. Father, we worship you. God's word says, for I will restore unto you the years that cankerworms and caterpillars have eaten, thus says the Lord. The Lord said he will restore to you that which you've lost, that which you had before. The Lord says, I will restore to you. I see the hand of the living God bringing to you that which you had before. Receive in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against every form of reproach. I come against every disease. Bible says he sent his word and healed them. Thus says the Lord, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all destruction. So every area of your life and family that the devil is capitalizing upon and causing pain and shame, I command the word of God to bring out that disease in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare your word this morning, heal every sick in the mighty name of Jesus. Anywhere is aching, oh Lord, le coloprozento, take away the pain and take away the shame and take away the reproach. And let hope come alive in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. Take all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Put your hands together for Jesus if you will. We're talking about building a healthy apostolic church. That's what we're talking about. Building a healthy apostolic church. The church that Jesus founded was a church filled with power. He said, I send you. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name, they shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. And new life is apostolic church. So we believe that apostolic signs and wonders will be taking place in our midst. I was preaching in Nigeria one day, and a lady traveled from far to come to listen to the message. And her daughter was married for 17 years and never had a child. And she heard that I was coming, so she told the daughter to come to the meeting. And the daughter came to the meeting, and I finished preaching and I was rushing out. And she stood at the door with her daughter, because she wanted me to lay hands on her daughter. And so as I stepped out, he said, Pastor, please pray for my daughter. She came from far. I said, what's the problem? He said, they are married for 17 years and they never had a child. So I touched her and I said, receive your miracle in the name of Jesus. In 1 minute, I left. So she said later that night, as she was leaving the church, she felt like she wanted to wee-wee. You know what I mean by to wee-wee? She felt like she wanted to wee. So as she stood by, you know, in Africa, stood by the roadside in the night to wee, something came out of her body as big as a finger. Something came out of her body as big as a finger of a man and fell to the ground with urine. It came out, and that very month she took it. Nobody say amen. That very month she took it. Now you see, this is what was stopping her. Maybe witchcraft or whatever it is that was in her body that will not make her deliver, but by the apostolic power. When I touch her body and I say, in the name of Jesus, receive a miracle on the spot, there was a transfer of power. There was a release of power. So the apostolic church that we are founding in Crowley is a church filled with power. Nobody say amen. There's a story we heard about Dorcas. Dorcas was in a city and was serving the Lord and loving the Lord. And Dorcas fell sick and died. And the brethren sent for Peter. He said that this is one of us, that she loved the Lord. We don't want to miss her. And the Bible said that, and Peter came upstairs where they laid the body. And Peter laid hands on Dorcas and said, child of God, come alive. And the Bible said she opened her eyes and she began to live. I pray that this morning, whatever disease that you have, I release the healing power to set you free in the name of Jesus. Whosoever that is here, it looks as if your doors are closed. You want to go this way, you hit the brick wall. You want to go this way, you hit the brick wall. This morning, that obstacle is lifted right now. I say it's lifted right now. If you believe it, say amen. Praise God. The apostolic church was filled with power. And one of the ways to tell that the church is healthy is when the members are united. One of the evidences to prove that the church is healthy is the unity of it when they are together. Because I believe that we are stronger when we are together. Not only in the church, even at home. If a man and a wife are sleep together and they back themselves, they are not together. They are not united. You understand what I'm talking about? Praise God. That is at home, unity of the church begins at home. Because it is families that come to the church. The unity of the church begins at home. If we read, someone is going to read for me, Acts of the Apostles chapter 4 from verse 32 and 33. One of the ways to show that the church is healthy is when the church is united. Read for me, Acts of the Apostles chapter 4 verse 32 and 33. Yes, someone read for me. Somebody is going to read for me. All the believers were of one heart and what? All the believers were together, were of one mind, and nobody, none of them said, what I have is mine. My car is mine. My money is mine. He said they were all together. They shared all things that they had in common. Read verse 33. Now, you see, when we unite, it makes the power of God to flow. There is power in unity. Bible says, Acts chapter 2, from verse 1 to 4, it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all together in one place. They were all together in one place. And Bible says, suddenly, there came a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind, because they were together. Unity is what pulls down the power of God. There's need for homes to be united. When the man and the wife and the children at home unite together, there's so much they can enjoy. But when the man and the wife are not united, there's so little they can have. It's like the pocket that has a hole. You don't want to put your money in the pocket that has holes. You want to put your money, you know, in the pocket that is properly sealed up. Nobody say amen. Come on, say amen. This church will go places if we agree, if we unite, if we are speaking one language. New life is planted here for a purpose. There's a reason why those who bought this land and started this world, God sent them. But God says to tell you that you may not go farther than this until we unite together. Uniting together does not necessarily mean coming together. Coming together is part of it. But unity means saying the same thing. Unity means what the pastor says, we do. How can you explain that you are the war front and the enemy is ready to kill you? He wants to fight you and kill you and all of that. And then the pastor says, don't carry no weapon. Just come there and just walk around. Just walking around this. Are you crazy? You mean we are coming to fight, but we should carry nothing? We should just be walking around? But you see, these people believed in their pastor, so to say. Whatever he says, we do it. And then on the seventh day, they move around the horse like Crowley. They move around seven times. They move around seven times. And they blew, pa, 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 pa. They blew the trumpet. And come and see, these tall, tall walls began to fall apart. That is the power of unity. Praise God. Unity means whatever the pastor says, whatever the prophet says, we do it. I see the power of unity so much, you know, in the Bible. In Genesis chapter 11, we are told from verse 1 that the people were of one language. There's no black man, no white man, no blue man amongst them. That this one is richer, this one is poor, this one has a master's degree, this one is illiterate. No. They were all together. And the Bible says they had a vision that we're going to build our house. We have a vision to keep on building until we get to the heavens. We have a vision. And the Bible says that God himself said, this sin that these people are planning to do, nothing will stop them. Because they were united. There is power in unity. When we unite, it shows that we are healthy. There's no schisms. There's no backbiting. There's no quarreling. There's no jealousies. There's no unforgiveness. We are just a family. And God say, this thing that these people imagine to do, they will do it. Show me a family that is full of crisis, and I will tell you that family will go nowhere. I would like you to know, I'm going to be preaching the full text, you know, of what was delivered to me. But I know that this new life, God is amongst us. I say, God is amongst us. If you believe it, say amen. God is here. So he asked me to tell you, it's time for us to unite. If or when we unite, we can do so much. God said, this thing that these people have imagined to do, nothing will stop them from doing it. Because they were united. Now you see what happened? God came and that shows us something. He said, let's come and scatter their language. So they began to speak differently. They began to have disagreements amongst them. They began to have quarreling amongst them. They say, oh, hello, bless you. But the heart is saying the wrong thing. Jesus said, these people, they worship me with their mouths, but their hearts are far from me. Unity that makes a church healthy, that makes God to live amongst the people, is a unity that is heart-rooted. That is what it is. God said, these people, they can do this. I prophesy to new life. Unite together and take this community. I see a Muslim family driving here just because we agreed to unite together. As I came in here this morning, I see in the spirit that you are breaking walls and enlarging this place because the power of God is amongst you. So unity does so much. I see that in Genesis chapter 1 verse 22, 26, God will say, let there be this, and something will happen at creation. Let there be light, and said, let there be this. But when he came to making man, God said, let us. So the language of unity is us, not I, not me, not myself. The language of unity is us. He said, let us. That is Trinity. Let us make man in our image. And now you see that amongst all the creation, only man is standing erect. There's no creature as wise as man. There's no creature as powerful as man. And there's no creature is being jealous of as man. Because man is a product of unity. Man is a product of unity. That tells you, if you unite with your wife and your husband and your children, you will do so much. You will do so much. Praise God. In the next 5 minutes, I'm going to round up. God told Ezekiel to go to a valley that was so devastated. Because the Bible said that Ezekiel chapter 37, yes. Bible said that dry bones full everywhere. That dry bones suggests that they starved so much and so long
so devastated, so sickly, and died. I mean, died. And amongst these dry bones, soldiers were amongst them. Medical doctors were amongst them. Prophets were amongst them, but hitherto they are lying silent. They are sort of being buried. There's so much pressure on them. They can't do anything. They can't be what they were ordained to be because of pressure. Some of you are hearing me this morning. You were destined to be great. But circumstances and pressure and the things of this world are so pressured that some of us we are suffering from sicknesses and disease. So God told Ezekiel, go to this valley. And he went to the valley. And he stood and said, thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Life shall come back to you. And the Bible said, when he spoke those words, come and see unity. Say, bone to bone. They began to cooperate. They began to unite. They began to unite. And Bible said, right there, in that same valley, a mighty army emerged. Whatsoever that is keeping you bound and keeping you silent, I command the powers of God to destroy in the name of Jesus. So it was through unity that great army emerged. This week, the Lord shall connect you with what is required for you to be a great man. Nobody say amen. If we are not united, we cannot do so much. We cannot do so much. I pray that the power of God will come upon us this morning and unity shall become very possible. Like I said before, that the apostolic church was a powerful church, was a united church, and was a prosperous church. You know, so we in Crowley, in the New Life Church, God is calling upon us to work in unity. You know, there can never be genuine unity without humility. There can never be genuine unity without humility. Sometimes unity, I mean humility means you deprive yourself of your rights. You know, you take the lower seat and you don't complain. Somebody marches on your toes and you don't sue him to court. Humility means you are on your mountain top, but you don't look down upon him that is in the valley. Because you remember that you too was one time in the valley. It's by the grace of God that you are where you are today. There can never be genuine unity without humility. Number two, there can never be genuine unity without forgiveness. You know, it is so sad to know that human beings hardly forgive. You know, what God can easily forgive people of, we hardly do. You know, what we say, if you know what he did to me, I can never forgive him. There can never be unity without forgiveness. And I pray that this morning, the spirit of humility will come upon us. I don't like you, amen. Say amen. The spirit of humility will come upon us. The spirit of forgiveness will come upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'd like us to bow down our heads. I believe that what God brought Pastor David into Crowley to do, probably he himself is not fully aware. And some of you that are here today that have contributed to the existence of this place, you may not have full idea of what God is planning to do in this place. But God says to tell you, we can only achieve it when we unite together. When we unite together. So why not bother your heads and look inward? It takes the power of redemption for us to walk in unity. One must be born again. When we are born again, we have the nature of Christ. When we are born, they say, Jesus, come into my heart. Now Jesus comes into your heart. He gives you God-like nature. And I want us to pray this morning. Bible said that though your sin might be as red as crimson, they shall be as white as snow. You and I are going to confess our sins, whatever it is, unforgiveness, pride of life, jealousy, anger, excess anger. If you are here, you say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to God today. I want to surrender my life. I've been fighting so much battles. My life is not organized. There's no unity within me. I've gone through a lot of frustration. So pray for me. Let Jesus be the center of my life. Let Jesus be the center of my life. When you do that, then I'm going to pray a miracle prayer for all of us this morning. So as every eyes are closed, you are saying, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Raise your hand above your head. God bless you. Raise your hand above your head. Say, pray for me. I want Jesus to be the center of my life. Place that hand on your chest. Now repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you now as a sinner. Dear Father, I am sorry for my sins. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Forgive me of my sins and change my life. Be the center of my life from this day forward. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Now, I want every one of us to stand upon our feet. I'm going to do the last praying now. And this, how many of you believe in miracles? Can I see your hand up? You believe in miracles. Yes. So whatever it is, if you carry a disease, you are sick in your body, this prayer is for you. Praise God. If you are sick in your body, this prayer is for you. If your business is sick, you walk like a lion, but you eat like an ant. You work so much, but there's little or nothing to take home. This prayer is for you. If you are here this morning, your house, your family is in crisis. And many times it's not your fault, but things are not just working. This miracle prayer is for you. So close your eyes and lift up your hands and say, Pastor, pray for me. I believe in miracles. When I came here, I heard God said, I will restore. I will restore all the years. All the years that cankerworms and caterpillar have eaten. So I command that every sick body, every pain in your body right now, I uproot in the name of Jesus. I command the pain to go. I break the power of sickness. I uproot the pains. Let it go in the name of Jesus. Every weight on your life, every darkness that has hovered over your business. It looks as if nothing is working. It looks as if everything is dying. I command that blockade. I command that weight of darkness. Disappear now. Disappear now. Disappear now. I pray for any womb that seems to be empty. Lakatatatata. You trusting God for the fruit of the womb? Place your hands on the womb. And we're going to pray together. Man or woman, place your hand on the womb. It is God's will that you have children. Bible says children are the heritage of the Lord. So I pray at this moment, every empty womb under the sound of my voice, receive fruitfulness at this moment in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the power of infertility. I break the power of barrenness. Every delay in fruitfulness is canceled now. It's canceled now. It's canceled now. I speak over your life. You shall not die. I pray over you. You shall live to declare the works of the Lord. Untimely death is not your portion. Sudden death is not your portion. In the mighty name of Jesus. Dear Father, I pray, let the canopy of unity rest upon us. Let the Spirit of God, the Spirit of unity, come upon us. Come upon us. Come upon us. Finally, please stretch your hands in front of you like this. You are trusting God. You want to receive something. It might be visa. It might be scholarship. It might be money. It might be something. Nobody here knows really how your heart is beating. So whatever it is, God brought me in to say this last prayer. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor. Come upon me, all ye that labor. You've gone through accusation. They accuse you for everything. They insult you. They call you good for nothing because you failed in the past. This morning, I see God releasing your hand, your long-awaited blessing. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. You trusting God for a contract, receive it now. You trusting God for an open door, receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. You trusting God for favor, receive it now. In the name of Jesus. And as you step into this week, you begin to see manifestation. Every hour of darkness that is shot against you, I command you, let it backfire in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, in 9 months' time, that which is trusting you for a baby, in 9 months' time, let it be a cry of a baby in that house. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' name we have prayed.